get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Yeah, that's what's meant to happen. And so, you know, not only did it just become a seed for documentary, but the seed for anything else, that it almost sounds like they didn't want you just to do this one thing. You need to continue, because people need that over and over and over. And the longer it goes, the more lives that you're able to touch.
Wow.
And make that impact.
Yes, yes, yes. Good evening, good night, good morning, wherever you are tuning in from, whatever time zone you are in. You just heard my friend Darlene speaking. I want to thank you for tuning in to Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. This is an intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage our listeners who are worldwide. Yes, worldwide. So again, thank you. This is with that knowledge, that knowing that strength doesn't come from what you can do, but it comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. So again, thank you for tuning in with us every Wednesday. You'll be listening to Nothing But the Stone Cold Truth. So if you are lacking in motivation right now, to the point that it is keeping you stuck in life, the only person standing in your way is you. So again, I have a phenomenal guest with me today. You know, I say phenomenal because I fell in love with her the very first time I heard her speak. I'm telling you. So I'm going to move out the way for just a second and allow my guest to introduce herself and tell you where she's chiming in from. Guest, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Betty. And it's such an honor to be hanging out with you and having this conversation. Again, my name is Darlene Smith, and I'm hanging out on the East Coast of Canada in Moncton, New Brunswick. And I'm so blessed that, you know, through the event that we got brought together. And I love the fact that you're just sharing such wonderful words to everybody. You know, there's so many battles in this world, and people have so many battles personally that overcoming them is a constant challenge. And you're what people need to hear, right? The truth. And you know what? We don't need to fight these battles alone. That is so important.
Wow, I love that. I love, love, love that. And I tell you, the reason Darlene is here, you know, I saw her pop up in my feed with this book, and it just caught me. I mean, it was like, it caught me by surprise, because I was like, what is that? Is that a plane, or is that a bird, or what is that on her book cover? I was like, Darlene, we got to talk. I want to talk more about this book on overcoming battles. So I saw the words one, let's connect. And that is, it sounded like teamwork. It sounded like as if it was building relationships. There's so much that this book, just the title alone, was feeding me. So Darlene, I want you to talk about this book. How did it come about?
Well, thank you for that. And a Toastmaster friend of mine locally here had a dream, and he wanted to do a summit with speakers from all over the world, people he connected with. And it's, again, you know, helping to bring life to their voices, because so much of this positivity needed to be heard. So Ali put this together, and he had 26 speakers for a one-day summit all over the world. And so then he needed an MC. And so somebody had recommended me. So I'm like, oh, sure, Allie, I love to help out. So never did I think that this simple thing would turn into such a huge impact in the world. Now, MCing it and having the opportunity to listen to the messages, the lessons, the struggles, the battles that people have overcome in many, many parts of the world, I said to Allie, I said, it's just like chapters in the book, each person's speech. And they were all speaking about 10 minutes. I said, one was building upon the other. And how the connection was, because we were all over the world, what was the one thing we had in common was serving others, trying to impact people's lives, trying to spread the word. And how do we connect more? Let's build down those divisions that happen all over the world. And that's really how it started. So then it was like, well, let's do a book. Well, all right, that made sense. So that's where we gave the speakers that were involved an opportunity to take their message to the next level. All right, you've presented it, but let's spread that positivity in that word even more. So that's where we started working on the book. And of course, one of the authors had designed the chapter, the cover in the book. I work with Ali as well, who helped put all the pieces together. There's a lot of stuff to get done. And everybody was so excited to participate. Now, again, everybody is donating their time, their energy, their message, their stories to put this book together. And so we started way back in November. We just launched it a couple weeks ago. And the title called One Let's Connect. And once we heard that, it was like, it made sense. That was the message. That's what we wanted to do. And, you know, it's breaking down those barriers that, first of all, not physical barriers, but barriers that people have in their minds of not connecting. You know, it was so inspiring to listen to everybody's story. We all have those challenges in our lives, all have those battles, and just like Betty, overcome them. There's lessons to be learned. But one of the most important lessons is, hey, there's someone else who's been there. You do not have to do this alone. You don't have to do this alone. You can reach out and get support. And so that's kind of where how it all started and how we brought it to being. And now we're just, our goal is to spread the word. Our goal is to raise as much money as possible for to help children in many different areas, so being a win-win situation. And blessed to be involved in this project and so excited that this was Ali's dream. And as Ali's dream is now a reality.
I love it. I hope our listeners caught all of that, because it's, you make it sound as if this book is not about the authors that contributed to the book, but it's about blessing children, maybe worldwide, if I heard correctly. And that is amazing. And then you said, thank you, Ali, for bringing all of this to fruition or allowing this book to be birthed. How amazing is that? You know, that is like, you know, paying it forward and touching lives that you, to individuals that you may someday get to meet or may not even meet at all. So that's what we're doing. That's just, you mentioned COVID to me earlier as we talked about the book. Can you home in on that just a little?
Yeah, here is something very positive that came out of COVID. So 26 authors from all over the world, one summit at one time, all together. And I don't know if it wasn't for COVID, if that would actually happen, because we were looking, how can we serve people? You know, we were looking at all the stuff that can't happen during COVID. Well, let's do a flip, or mind flip, as I say. Let's see what we can do. It is a time when people need those stories, inspirations, the hopes, the messages, and to let them know that somebody cares, that we can connect even more during this COVID time. So for us, okay, there was COVID, but that wasn't stopping us. If anything, that was more motivation to put this book and make a bigger impact.
I love it. Now, everybody, a lot of people wrote books back in that time frame and are still writing books, but what were some of the setbacks or challenges that you had to overcome in your journey of writing this book?
Well, first of all, it was getting the buy-in from all the authors to realize, hey, it is to here to serve people, right? And so it was making the process simple. People, well, you can't write a book. We can't do that. you know, how are we going to promote it? Is it going to work? You get all that, you know, we've got all those negative challenges that you hear. But with the power of the group, there was too much positivity saying, we will make this happen. Yes, there's going to be roadblocks. My goodness. Yes. You know, we're going to run into where, okay, coordinating that many people to get everything done in it within a time frame, working with each other, right? Meeting the deadlines. But the first thing was the commitment. You had to have the buy-in, the commitment from the authors that you're willing to do this, the summit was just a speech. It was just the start. Let's continue. More people need to hear the whole mission. More people need to hear your message and your challenges, what you've gone through, and some of the stories. Wow. I know that in the book, you're going to be able to relate to so many different people. You may not have had this happen to you, but you might have had this that someone else has mentioned. I spent a lot of time talking about the mindset. Everything starts and ends with the mindset, and it's what we feed it. It's the environment, right? If you're looking for the negative, well, this is not a book for you. This is something to feed your mind positivity. And so we're putting the life back into hope by having one world. Let's connect. We need to. Let's break down those barriers.
Yes, yes. I love that. Breaking down the barriers. And you said that we have to start with the mindset. Where are you right now? And let's do this together as a team. I love the fact that there's no I in team. And then you guys actually accomplish this as a team. And it's international as well. Tell me who or what has been some of your greatest inspirations throughout this journey of the book. Who or what has been that person or that thing to to inspire you?
Well, I think first of all, you know, everybody was the like-minded and the positive. And so everybody was willing to, you know, have a say into it. Everybody's voice was heard in the completion of the book. So that was positive. And I am just here to serve people, and it charges me up and gets me energized when somebody has such a great idea. How did we impact? And as I repeat, this is Allie's dream. And I thought, how can I help Allie make his dream come reality? And then I thought, well, I like a challenge. Wow, you know, this is cool to be able to do the book. And then it was like, what can we do with it? How do we promote it? And so since we've done the launch, it's amazing the people that have picked the book up for number one, just to get to reading the stories. Number two, knowing that the money does go to children. And I've been getting the texts and the emails, and look what just arrived today. I can't wait to read it. And that makes it all worth it. You know, that is the payment for us as creating this project. That if one person just takes away something to make a difference in their lives, to get through those challenges and through those blocks in their lives, that wherever they may be, right, we've all got that stuff to deal with, then our mission is accomplished one person at a time. And that means we connect it.
I love that. Oh my goodness. And you actually showed me the back cover of the book. Are you able to show again who the authors are? I know that, oh my goodness, folks are gonna be so blown away by this. Yes, 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 and yes. Thank you so much, Darlene. That is a diverse book, honestly. That's what you call diverse. And I love it when we do that, when we can work together with diverse individuals, different personalities. What is your definition of like leaving an imprint? How's that one? Your definition of leaving an imprint in the world?
You know, that's an important question. And sometimes I don't really think about it that way. Mm-hmm. But if you're here to serve, right? You're here to serve others. That's the number one focus first. And that's mine focus, is that is even leaving an imprint, right? And, you know, they always say that you don't want to go to your grave with untold stories or inspirations in your mind.
Come on now.
And so I was like, you know what? To participate in this book, that is leaving the imprint. That somewhere down the road, who knows whose hands is in. I had somebody already say, I bought this, and when I go visit my father, I'm gonna give him the book. We're so proud of you to do that. And so it's like, you know, I just think, oh, it's just a book, right? But what can that book do to one person? That's the imprint.
Yes, 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 I love it. So how can listeners get a copy of the book, Darlene?
Well, it is up on, it is on Amazon. So you can pick it up on Amazon and they can ship it in paperback. They can ship it directly to you. All right. Also, it is in Kindle form. And not only in Amazon, just in Canada and the United States, but also Amazon in the UK and other ways. So if you're in some other countries, we have ways to get this book to you. No worries of that. And so just the fact of, you know, our goal is to sell as many as we can. We had somebody just pick up a dozen of these. These are great gifts, right? What better way to give people? We're coming out of COVID, but there's still so many of the mental health issues are, they're challenging folks, even more so than they were before we went in. And so they need to, I'm all about, what do you feed your mind? We do a great job at feeding our bodies, but what do we feed the minds? It's just like exercising. You got to do it on a regular basis. And that's where I talk about, you know, how do you start your day? What do you feed that mind positivity? What happens when you, during the day, you get down? How do you pull yourself up? How do you get that inspiration? Where does it come from? People, some people never thought of it that way, right? Well, hope is back. Hope is alive. And it is by having one person connecting one at a time.
Wow, one person, one, only one person. You have to get this book, One, Let's Connect. I didn't ask you, I don't know if you explained, how did you come about the title?
Well, the title was a brainstorming. And of course, we threw away many, many great ideas. And through the conversation, it went from this to this. And then it was kind of like, well, we're just looking to, you know, help one person at a time. Ah, then it was like one. Okay, well, what do we want to do with one? One, we want to be one world, one voice. That was kind of one of the themes of the summits that Allie puts together. And so it was one, as soon as we heard it, it was like, made sense. One, what do we want to do? Let's connect as one world. And so that's where eventually it landed. And once it did, everybody was like, done, right? It was just like, okay, that's it. That is it. That's the answer.
I love that. And now we're raising money. When we purchase these books, the funds are going to go towards your children's ministry. I'll just say that. What will be the takeaway from that adult that's reading this book? Once I finish this book, what do you think I would say? Like, wow, what would be my takeaway?
Well, first of all, then it's going to be, oh, I didn't realize there were other people that went through things like I did. I didn't realize that people grew up in families like this. I didn't realize that others, you know, had this addiction, had this, you know, abuse happen to them. I didn't realize that so many other people are in the same shoes that I am. And then some of the stories here, wow, my kudos to some of these authors to share these personal journeys. And they're not easy. There were some huge challenges and addictions to overcome. But to look at it as to, hey, I'm not alone. It, you know, it doesn't have to define me. Where you started in life is not where you need to be at this point, not where you need to finish in life. You can make a difference if you've got the positive. You can pull yourself up. First, we got to get the mind to go through. Mm. And so, my whole simple mission in life is, I can put an extra smile on somebody's face I come in contact with, well, my life's mission for that day is accomplished. Sometimes it's the simple things. We make things too complicated.
Yes. She has been awesome. You know, Darlene Smith, look her up on social media. She is phenomenal, doing great things, connecting with others. And One, Let's Connect, that's what she said. This is by not just one person, but authors internationally. And remember, you have to remember that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. Darlene has shared some powerful information with you all, and she's also shared with you, go on Amazon, look this book up, make your purchases. It's not about you, it's about paying it forward. Honestly, don't get mad at the person who's telling their stories. You may want to connect with her and say, Darlene, how can I tell my story too? When is volume 2 coming out? Connect with her, purchase the book and dive deep into those authors' stories and share it with a friend. You know, she said also you could purchase gifts. I don't know if she said that to you all today. I think I heard her say that, but yeah, get that gift for someone. I want to thank you for tuning in with us every Wednesday on Overcoming Battles. You know, this month we had some phenomenal guests on, and when I peeked out there and saw my girl Darlene, I'm like, oh, let me stop her. Darlene, what are your closing words for today?
Well, thank you, Betty, for sharing this podcast. First of all, it's awesome that you're doing it. It's needed. The other thing is, folks, is realize that you don't need to stay where you are. Don't suffer alone, right? Don't do it alone. Support is out there. You just have to reach out. You deserve better. You can have better, but you just need to connect with the right people. And if only one person hears this and made a difference, mission accomplished.
I am not messing with her, she said. She went dun, 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 dun. Mission accomplished. Again, we thank all of you for tuning in with us today. Come back next Wednesday and be surprised by another phenomenal guest. Thank you.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.